I read a story that I found very interesting in the Globe and Mail. It was in last week, as a matter of fact, and it started off reading this way. Bullet casings the size of your pinky finger litter the floor of a small room inside an anonymous brown brick industrial building in Toronto's suburbs. A sign in the hall outside reads, "Live ammunition test, do not enter." Now, you might imagine what that would be, and it turns out, of course, it's an article all about Incus Armored Vehicle Manufacturing, a business in the GTA, and Philip Daskal is the global account manager for Incus, and he joins us now. Good afternoon, sir.
Good evening, John. How are you?
Good, thanks. I don't think a lot of people would know that we have a business going in our region. We have lots of businesses, of course, that make what amount to sort of armored cars, and cars we'll talk about that have some James Bond-type features about them.
It's an unknown concept, so I guess we can consider us living in Canada as a safe haven, and it allows me to have this type of a business running.
So tell us about what you start with a standard sort of SUV vehicle and go up from there?
Absolutely, yeah. We bring in the original SUV vehicle from a dealership, bring it into the factory here in North York, strip it apart, all that's left over is the frame, get all our ballistic material welded through, and then built it from the inside out again.
All right. And so if one of these SUVs costs, what, about, say, $50,000 to pick a round number?
Yeah.
And then once you do the sort of the basic package, we'll get to the James Bond stuff in a minute, the basic package, which is the armor plating that makes it bulletproof, how much is the cost at that stage to whoever's the buyer?
You're usually looking at about double the sticker price. So let's say a $50,000 vehicle, you're looking at about $100,000 for a base armoring package.
All right. And is this a vehicle then that could withstand, for example, or largely withstand one of these, what do they call them, improvised explosive devices at the side of the road, that sort of thing?
No, none. That's a few steps ahead. There.
Okay, so it's really just somebody firing on your car. If they fired bullets at your car, it would hopefully protect you from that.
Exactly. We run by a standard developed in North America, National Institute of Justice standard, that provides different levels of armor, different levels of ballistic protection. And depending on, obviously, the threat, we'll assess it and we'll build a vehicle based on that armoring level.
All right. And am I right? We might see vehicles that are sort of manufactured and refitted by Incus in places like Baghdad, Afghanistan, Mexico. That's where, you know, there are these cars in need because of some of the security risks there?
Absolutely, absolutely. That's where about 90% of my inventory goes to. You have places like Nigeria, where 150 million people in the political unrest there. These vehicles are, you know, bought as if just like you and I would go to the local dealership and buy.
All right. Now, and I'm presuming the live ammunition testing you're doing is actually taking these cars that you are, as you say, refitting with the armored plating and so on and firing guns at them to make sure it works.
Not exactly the vehicle. I wish I could say I go out and get to blow up vehicles for a living, but unfortunately not. What we do is all the material that is placed into the vehicle, it's certified by the manufacturer of the material.
Uh-huh.
But to keep it on the good toes there, we like to test it as well, just the material. We have a testing center in our factory. We'll take the material, the steel or the glass, and give it an extra shot.
Now, I well remember the first Goldfinger James Bond movie that had the Aston Martin, and I think one of the things it had, as I recall, was a smoke screen, and you actually offer a smoke screen as part of the option package you can get with one of these vehicles.
Absolutely. There's many options you can offer. I like to stay away from the whole James Bond aspect, as you know, because it is a movie, and here we're talking about real life. Smoke screens are available to defeat, somebody who's chasing.
And tack dispensing systems?
Tack dispensing systems as well. It's very, very rare that somebody will actually order it, but I guess you can say they're available.
All right, and another thing I read about that was interesting in the article is what they call run flat tires. Tell us about those.
Absolutely. Well, going back to the James Bond story, big misconception is, you know, in James Bond movies where they will shoot out a tire and the tire reinflates and the bullet just bounces off. Things like this don't happen in everyday life. What would happen is if a bullet was to puncture through the tire, the rubber will be punctured. The device that we put around the wheel is called a run flat device or a wheel band. And what that does is it enables you to get out of the way of threat for about 50 kilometers at about a high speed of 50 to 60 kilometers an hour.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's certainly better than the spares in a lot of those cars. You know those funny little spares they put in?
Oh, yeah, little donuts there.
So how many cars are you doing a year?
We're averaging about 200 vehicles a year. We've just cracked a nice deal with the Nigerian police, where we're going to be providing them with about 250 armored personnel carriers for their patrol units. So we're expanding. We're getting big, and it's, you know, a little Canadian company that started from nothing.
How many jobs there at the North York plant?
We have a good staff, about 50 to 60 employees at the factory. But I mean, I have agents and technicians worldwide.
How do you make sure the bad guys aren't buying your cars?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. What we do is I have a big network of dealers that I provide these vehicles to. The unfortunate aspect is you never know who the end user could be.
No.
I try and stay away from single vehicle deals because that usually ends up being that one, you know, either billionaire from Midwestern U.S. or, you know, it might as well be you know, some sort of a criminal. So we try and stay away from that. What I like to do is I like to develop relationships with government agencies, private contractors overseas, something that, you know, is a reliable source.
All right. Well, good luck with everything. Some of those governments are pretty sketchy, too, so keep your eye on those. Philip Daskal, Global Account Manager at Incus Armored Vehicle Manufacturing, right here in the GTA. So we're doing lots of interesting things and creating some jobs for people, and we appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you, John. Thank you.